Phoneboy Speaks, Episode 111, Spybot for iOS. When I hear the name Spybot, I tend to think of a computer program that some hacker has written to infiltrate somebody's network and exfiltrate data from said network. Well, that's not what this app is for. Spybot is an iOS app, and you have to run it on two iOS devices. One of them will capture with a camera, with a back-facing camera only, and will also capture audio. And there's another one to receive it. And the way that these two communicate is actually over Bluetooth. Now, that's good because you can do this anywhere, even if you don't have Wi-Fi. The problem with using that particular method is that Bluetooth is not really high bandwidth. And so the video and audio that you tend to get from this app when you do it is something that's very choppy. And you know, at least the video is choppy. The audio seems to be okay. And obviously, you're also limited by how far you are between the device that's capturing it and the device that's receiving it. So you're limited to roughly 25 feet, which means you can be in the next room listening or whatever. But the other sort of challenge I see with this app is that the setup process is that you have to have both devices set up. And it's a multi-step process, and I'm sure part of it is dictated by Apple, so there's probably not too much that the authors of this app could do. But once it's set up, it works pretty much as advertised. The device that's capturing the data actually can then upload it to YouTube. And also the other sort of clever feature that this app has is there's a kill button that will cause both apps on both devices to go back to the home screen, which I guess is useful if you think you're going to get caught capturing people. So, the app does work as advertised. I was given a promo code to give a review of it, and so here's my review in podcast form. And it's $1.99 if you want to try it. Then you have to have two iOS devices. And I tried it with a combination of my iPhone 4S, my iPad 2nd gen, and my iPhone 3GS. And as I say, it only seems to gather video from the back camera. It'd be nice if it picked up from the front camera as a possible option. There's probably a few other things that this app could do, but as a whole, it does what it says, and it does work over Bluetooth, but there are some limitations with that. So in any case, if you're looking for an application to potentially capture video evidence of people doing things, and you're willing to leave a sacrificial iOS device in the room while you're off in the next room, and this is the app for you. But anyway, let's say it's $1.99 in the US App Store. I'd say give it a look if that's the kind of app you're looking for. Thank you for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes, all of the ways to subscribe to the podcast, and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.